You're listening to Life in Deep Ellum's podcast.
Hello, friends. It is good to be back with you all for another week of prayer. Today we're going to be doing some syncing prayer together. Now, I don't actually know. There's probably some beautiful mystical term for the kind of prayer that I'm going to invite you into, but I call it syncing prayer. And I like that because it's a prayer of surrender. And I think surrender is hard. And that is definitely an invitation I've been feeling a lot in my own personal prayer, to surrender, to let go. And it feels a lot like sinking. And when are we as humans ever okay with sinking? I mean, we don't like sinking in water. We don't like sinking in quicksand. I don't know. All of the images that come with sinking are uncomfortable ones. And surrender can feel uncomfortable. I was telling my therapist this past week that I'm feeling this invitation to surrender, and it is really uncomfortable. But I think it's because this idea of sinking, of letting go, we're afraid that we're going to go underwater, that we are not going to be able to come up for a breath. That there is this sense that if I let go, who's got me? And I shared in a sermon recently, I think, that if I didn't, well, I'm going to share here today, that my breath prayer has become, Lord, I'm in your hands. Because it's not I can remember whenever I was learning to float on my back. And there was this fear that I was going to sink underneath the water. But at the same time, I wasn't really afraid because my dad was there and his hands were underneath me. And I knew he wasn't going to let me sink so far that I would drown. And that's what I want you to remember today as we pray, is that this sinking that you're invited to do is not something you do alone. You do this kind of surrender, this kind of letting go in God's hands. That you are being invited not to sink beneath the overwhelming waves of our emotions. You're not being invited to surrender to the caprice of the world. You're being invited to sink into God's loving kindness and to his loving hands, her loving hands. You're being invited to surrender into God's great care, into his compassion. And so sometimes it's that tweak of perception that lets us really do the work of prayer. And so I hope that that little bit of a of a pivot and understanding will help you do the work of prayer in sinking and surrendering and letting go today. So for this prayer, I recommend a posture that is very comfortable to you. I think you guys have probably learned by now that my favorite posture for prayer is laying flat on my back, arms out to my side, legs stretched out. For me, particularly with this kind of prayer, I like it because it's in that posture of floating, of sinking, of surrendering. And you may have a posture for you that gives you that same sense. And so do that. Whatever is going to give you that sense of I am surrendering, I am letting go, not into a void, but into God's love, God's compassion, God's care. So go ahead, get comfortable. If it makes you feel even more comfortable to grab a blanket or pillows, really be as comfortable as you can in this time of prayer. So get all that set, and when you're ready, we'll begin. To begin today, I want you to come into your body And in order to do that, I want you to just notice any sensation. Notice places where your body is tense, where it may be relaxed. Is there anywhere that you are experiencing pain, heat, coldness? Places of comfort or discomfort? Just breathe into whatever you find, whatever you sense. Are you hungry, thirsty, tired? Are you full, overfull? How does it feel to be in your body today? And as you breathe, allow gratitude to rise in your heart that you exist, that you are. There is a beautiful intelligence in you, in your body. It tells you what you need. So just breathe into that. And as you stay with your breath, allow your attention to turn inward. There is a deep place in all of us. Think of it as a connection point, a tether, where God is, where God is with us, and we are with God. So to the degree that you are able, I want you to open yourself to God's loving presence in this moment. And with each breath, take into yourself God's loving care, God's loving presence. Love is all around us. It's like the atmosphere. It's like the air that you breathe. And so with each breath, receive God's love for you. Of acknowledging you are in God's loving presence. Open yourself to the reality that you are in union with God. That deep place of knowing, of connecting with God, is inside of you, and it is active, and it is whole, and it is accessible. And so for the next 5 minutes, I want you to just breathe into that. Allow yourself to sink into that space, into God's hands. Surrender to it. Let go. And as you do, you may notice some things rise in you. some emotions or thoughts, memories, experiences, and just notice those. You don't have to attach to them if they come. In this, it's a breath prayer. You are surrendering to God with each breath. So my voice will fade for the next few moments, and it's just going to be you and God and your breath. Helps us know who we are. and how we're being invited to move through the world. So with each breath, just open a little bit more to this knowing. See what comes to you as you surrender. Now I want you to turn to your heart center. And as you open your heart, notice what desires rise in you. What do you desire? What does God desire for you? So just breathe into those holy desires. Seeing them. Surrendering them and continue to breathe. And with this next breath, I want you to come back to your body. And as you breathe into that space, just note what kind of energy you feel. What's the vitality that is in you at this moment? And I want you to ask God for the energy you need today. For the vitality you need today. May that energy fill your body. And your heart and your mind, and may you trust God to give you all that you need today. You can ask for your daily bread. Last minute of prayer, I want you to turn your eyes towards Jesus and share with him all that is risen in you, all that is in your heart that you feel like you need to say or want to say or would like to share. one final breath, I invite you to offer an amen and gratitude for all that you are and all that God is. Amen. Thanks for praying with me today. This is one of those prayers that takes practice. So if it was awkward or uncomfortable or didn't quote unquote work, just keep coming back to it. With all of the prayers that I've done during our Thursday guided prayer series, you can come back to them. This one in particular, because surrender takes practice. I shared how as a child it was scary and not terrifying to learn how to float on my back because I trusted my dad. He was there. And there's a prayer by Pierre Teilhard de Chardin that I would like to share with you called Entrusting Myself to the Hands of Jesus. And I hope it encourages you as you practice surrender and letting go and sinking. This is what he wrote. I've come to think that the only, the supreme prayer we can offer up during these hours, when the road before us is shrouded in darkness, is that of our Master on the cross. In manus tuas commendo spiritum meum. Into your hands I commit my spirit. To the hands that broke and gave life to the bread, that blessed and caressed, that were pierced, to the kindly and mighty hands that reach down to the very marrow of the soul, that mold and create, to the hands through which so great a love is transmitted. It is to these that it is good to surrender our soul, above all when we suffer or are afraid. And in so doing, there is a great happiness and a great merit. And so this week, I encourage you practice surrender to the degree that you're able and ask for the grace. I love you all. I trust you are loving one another well. And I look forward to praying with you again soon.